Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Roy Buck tells the story of a little boy who was tugging at a big rock and doing his best to lift it. He was grunting and pulling at it, but it didn't budge. His father came along and asked him if he was having any trouble. He said, "Yes, I'm trying to move this rock and it just won't move." The father said to him, "Well, son, are you using all available energy?" The boy replied, "Yes, father, I think I am." Then the dad looked at him and said, "No, son, I don't think you are, for you haven't asked for my help." An important lesson is that asking for help is usually a good idea, but asking God is even better. If you have ever questioned Christ, you are not alone. Mary and Martha questioned why Christ didn't come to aid Lazarus when he was ill. They asked him, "If you wouldn't have been here, my brother would not have died." In a way, that questioned the advantage of personally knowing the Savior, but could not benefit from the relationship. Even Christ himself questioned his father when he was hanging on the cross. He cried out, "Father, why have thou forsaken me?" Oddly, our humanity only questions God when we are hurting. It never questions God when he is blessing us. We rarely ask God, "Why are you blessing me like this? Why are you answering my prayers?" The answer to our frustration is that God is always with us. The issue is not whether he is on our side, but whether we are on his side. He does not join us to help our will to be done, but we join him to help his will be done. As Christian, our goal should be to be on the Lord's side. When we are on his side, we submit ourselves to his will and face life in mighty men and women of valor. We got to consider that we must have courage for the future. The word said, "I will not fear whatever comes." This should be the attitude of every believer as we look at the prospect of any day in coming new year, that I will not fear. I will not have fear. I will not allow fear to conquer me. Believers take courage as we face the unknown because we know that God has promised us that he will never leave us alone. That means through any trouble or difficulty, he will never leave us. People leave you all day long. Family leave you all day long. Marriages, your spouse leave you, your boyfriend, girlfriend, children. People leave you all day long. But if we fall upon temporary disgrace or public scorn, his words still resonate, "I will never leave thee." If we fall up on misfortunes, his words remain true, "I will never leave thee." If we fall into sickness or despair, the echoes of his words fills our ears, "I will never leave thee." If our friends forsake us and family turns on us, the sounds of his words is loud and clear, "I will never leave thee." The promise of God overrides the material and plunge us into the supernatural. It cancels the logical and pushes us into the realm of faith. It padlocks fears and unlocks hopes and optimism. As Israel prepared to march across the River Jordan, they were filled with anxiety about approaching the unknown. They didn't know what the future will hold, but they heard the word of God say, "I will never leave thee," and they crossed over to the Jordan on dry land. Somebody today has crossed many rivers, but there is still one more river to cross. You may not know what tomorrow will bring, but you know who holds tomorrow. You know who holds your hand. Listen to the voice of God saying, "I will never leave thee or forsaken thee." As Israel faced the challenges of the walls of Jericho, they were apprehensive. They had no military skills to match those of their enemies, but they heard the word of the Lord saying, "I will never leave thee or forsake thee." Do you have any walls that seem to stand in your way? Remember God's words, "I will never leave thee or forsaken thee." If you take the Lord with you during the new year, the impossible can become possible. The improbable becomes probable. Mountains that stand in your way can be reduced to molehills. Rough places can be made plain. Crooked places can be made straight. Take the Lord with you today, tomorrow, next month, next week, next year. No matter what, He will never leave thee or forsaken thee. If you fall down, God is going to pick you up. When you make a mistake, He is going to forgive you. When you stumble, He'll have your hand. This is the God that I serve. This is the God that I love. He will never leave me nor forsaken me. And if He doesn't leave me or forsaken me, guess what? He won't leave you or forsaken you as well. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.